Good evening and welcome to the Healing Codes Q&A for this Thursday evening. My name is Kay Spooner, and I've been a Healing Codes coach for lots of years, and the names I see on the screen right now, some of you have been here nearly as long as I have, and I welcome you. It's good to see your names in front of the screen. Today, where I am in the central U.S., it is January the 10th, 2019, and an amazing thing that seems to be to me. This call is being recorded and will be available at thehealingcodes.com/home. In the members section there, you can find the archives of these calls. So, again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I welcome you to our Healing Code session this evening. Tonight we want to answer any questions that might be in the way of your using the Healing Codes effectively or finding the healing you are intending or wanting to find. I would invite your sharing your stories of how you've used the codes and what things might have been helpful to you more than some others, maybe. So we would like to do that. Let me check and see what we have as far as on the web. Okay. All righty. Let me read our disclaimer as we begin, and then we'll kind of have that out of the way. Tonight's session of the Healing Codes or Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Codes and Trilogy are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, we strongly suggest that you seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes, however, deals with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that will focus our attention. So, as we begin this evening, let's do a Universal Healing Code together. And I thought maybe we could put in our focus in the blank of the prayer tonight, if you would like to join me in this. Seeing this new year as filled with opportunity and positive experience. So looking forward with hope and joy, I would like to find and heal anything in the way of that. So that's where I'm going to head, unless you'd like to put up your hand and suggest something different, something that's really bothering you. And we will, if we have time at the end, we'll do another code at the end for whatever's come up during the session. So let's just get ourselves here and comfortable, supported. Okay. Take a deep breath in and out. Do a quick scan of your body to see, as you're thinking of looking forward into this new year and the opportunities and things ahead, see if there might be any tension or pain or feeling of tightness, anything in your body that you might notice related to that. Okay, let's do the prayer and then we'll begin the code. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to or in the way of my seeing this new year full of hope and joy and positive expectation, that you would find those other things and open and heal them by infusing your truth and love, your light and life into our hearts and souls and selves. Okay, we're going to begin the universal code together now. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Focus your mind on something that feels good. Helps you to feel good. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Second time through, both hands bridge. Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Remember to use your diaphragm for your breathing, deep breathing. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Final time through, both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Relax. If you'd like to join me to use the prayer as the prayer of thanksgiving, and saying thank you for finding, opening, and healing those images, beliefs, and cellular memories related to my issue, and for replacing them, infusing your truth and love and light and life into my heart and soul and cells. Okay, both hands on your heart. If you'd like to share this healing of this code with someone else, you can say that now. Please share the healing of this code with, fill in the blank, for their best and highest good. Deep breath in and out. Listen to another scan and see where that tension in our bodies may have changed a little bit, hopefully. Okay. So we have a brand new year and a brand new slate. I am so glad that God in His wisdom gives us lots of new starting places, even every day or every hour or even every minute if we need it. And certainly every year. I'm thankful for that. Kind of keeps things from stacking up too high. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. We have on the call tonight several people who have been on the call, some for years, some for lots of years, some for a medium amount of years, and some for several sessions in the last year. So we're glad to have you here. I would be thrilled for you to talk to me about how the codes were helpful to you during the holiday time, if that's something you noticed, or any other time lately that if you've noticed that having the healing codes as a tool and using them made your life better. I myself right now am using the trilogy and on a regular basis and some other things for particular issues that have shown up in the last few weeks, and so I'm anxious to see or excited to see how the outcome of those things that give me opportunity to see something specific to work on. So I'm glad for that. So those of you who are on the webcast, please use the box to enter your question or comment, and I'll get over there every once in a while and check on that. Those of you who came in with a keypad, please press star 2 to raise your hand, and we'll just go right on with whatever you'd like to say. There's my count on. I count on Patricia. Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, thank you, Kay. Am I unmuted?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi.
Yes, you are.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I am so, so completely grateful to hear your voice again. And to I can't even tell you. Well, I'm going to. That's what this call is going to be about. You want to know how we fared during the holidays regarding the healing codes, and I'll have to admit that I got sidetracked by preparation for the holiday as I did last year. There's a big dessert bash at work. And last year I tried to make a bicycle. It didn't come off out of Andy's mints. And all I succeeded in making two lovely wheels, but they weren't a bicycle. But this year I did manage to pull off a bridge. So at least I succeeded. And that part was progress. But the part that wasn't progress is... The part that wasn't progress is going completely crazy again with, you know, the external preparations for the holiday, you know, to a greater extent than what the holiday actually is. And I did do, at least I did go to church a couple of times. I did see have some lovely services, and that was wonderful, but then I also overdid the materialistic aspect, which finally resulted in the flu, which I was, which I had last Christmas. I got New Year's Eve, and on New Year's Day, I was sick as an absolute sick as a dog. I was too sick to code even. I felt too sick to do anything, really, except lie in bed, which I did. So I didn't go to the place to get a diagnosis till the day after, and then that's when they said it was flu A. But the thing is, during this whole illness, for several days, it was, well... I've been through this before, but never to such a deep level where it's like my psychological derelicts of the ages came up for healing. All this stuff, all these guilty things, all the things. It was like a life review. All the things I've ever done in the past that I feel bad. I kind of brushed under the rug. I knew that I had, you know, done things that I was sorry for, but now they came up into my heart and soul and head, and I'm looking at these things, all my guilt and my, you know, bad things, things where I haven't been nice to people, and all this stuff is coming up, and I'm in tears like most of the time, and it was just, and other stuff came in from my past, my childhood, and missing it, missing the family, and everything that was sad, you name it, came up. Everything in my apartment made me sad. You know, clothing that I used to wear when my mother was alive, that made me sad. Everything, anything you could look at and mention set me off. It was awful. So I finally, when I was up, I know, finally I was started to be a little better and I was well enough to start coding. That was a big, big, big help. I was so sorry that I missed, I guess last Thursday night, I did intend to be on it and I forgot at the last minute. I could kick myself. But then I thought a couple days later, I thought, hey, they archive it. Why don't I attempt to get on the archive? So I managed to get on the archive, and I heard it. It was in the middle of the night one night. I was so grateful for that call. And it was in a way maybe meant to be that I wasn't on it, because that way I didn't have to hear me just complaining or saying my issues. But it was it was the moderator, and she no one had, you know, raised a question, so it was Bindu talking the whole time, and it was very useful. I coded. She had a code, and I cried, and I coded, and it was great. I mean, it helped me to focus on getting some healing into this stuff. And so on
excellent.
And off.
You know what? We need to tell her that the next time she's on.
I emailed her a couple days after.
Good.
And I told her. I told her.
Oh, good. Because it's a couple weeks till she's on again. But she needs to know that because.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes it gets a little frustrating when we're here and nobody's saying anything.
I know.
And, you know, we feel like we're saying the same stuff over and over and over again. I do, anyway.
It was interesting. It was almost as if the call was meant for me because she kept mentioning this particular issue that might have been an issue in our childhood, and indeed it was. But she didn't know that I was going to be listening to the archive a couple days later, and here she keeps mentioning this and that, and then it was like a real therapy session as well, because these are also things I had brushed under the rug as having been important to me, and I thought, that went on a lot, and it was very upsetting. So I was not only looking at my own guilt, but the family dynamic and all the different things. I was looking at everything. Anyway, so I did a lot of coding over, and I was finally on this past Monday. I was well enough from the flu. I stayed out 3 days from work with the flu, and over the weekend I stayed home. Monday night, I was up to going to a spiritual meeting. Wasn't sure I would be able to hold it together, though, because I was in tears so much of the time. And the guy usually, the moderator, the community leader usually asks me to read the poem, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get through it. But he did ask, and I managed. And at the end, I gave a, you know, they asked for testimonials there, too, and I didn't tell them I was doing the healing codes, because it's not that brand, but I shared how I had the flu and all this stuff was coming up, and I had actually learned how to, I really took it more seriously, turning to God and just to know that God is always present, always loving me, always at hand and always present to heal and to help, and the main thing is to turn to God. So that I did get out, that out of the flu. And I also learned on a deeper level to appreciate the people in my life and just people in general. I mean, I was very callous. I don't know, this whole business, it brought me to such a deep level within myself that I guess it helped some. Yeah, it helped me be a little more healing.
It sounds to me like you've had a real spiritual cleansing.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like there's been a whole lot of stuff that's come up on its way out.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that there's a new outlook.
It was almost like, you know, the Christmas Carol, the Dickens story, where the ghosts come and Scrooge is, and he's forced to look at his past and how selfish he's been, you know, the ghost of Christmas past and present and future and what'll happen if you keep on this way. It was like that. And it really was.
A real gift.
Yeah.
Really.
And you know,
it was a healing response on steroids, kind of, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It really was.
Even the flu the symptoms we have for healing responses are like unto the flu a lot of times.
Yeah.
Achy and feverish and headache.
See, I don't usually
sluggish.
Yeah, I don't usually get that at all. I never get any physical symptoms.
And,
but when I do, it's a doozy.
There you
go. I'm coding now. You know, I felt a little precarious going back to work, but I did go back Tuesday, and when I went to that spiritual meeting, it was rather wonderful in the way that I got so many hugs from people. It was really, really nice because I had been feeling very kind of bereft, you know, of human touch and companionship and just people in my life and thinking about my past and how my, you know, parents aren't here anymore, all this. But then, you know, I had shared about what I told you, that I realized God was important and always loving me. And at the end, I mean, people were very moved. And they were very glad to see me, and I got a lot of hugs. And that was very, very nice. So I'm glad I went to the meeting. And then the next day I was able to go to work. And again, I wasn't sure how I was going to be. But I took the bus that Tuesday morning, because I was able to sit, get a seat, and do some coding. And even if I just did a little in the I tapped my hands to my head, but then I rested my hands because my arms were also hurting with this flu. So I knew he had said you could do the custom codes, you could do them in your mind. If you just tap the area first and then do it in your mind. I managed to do that on the bus. It's like a 45-minute ride, so I managed to do some decent custom coding, and once I got to work, I was fine. Even from the bus ride to the building, I still wasn't sure how I was. But once I got into the work floor, the day was fine, and I got a lot of catching up done. Because as I say, I was out. Not only I took some vacation days during Christmas, but then I had 3 more days with the flu. So I had a lot of catching up to do. But I was able to do it, and it was just all fine. So I'm so grateful for the codes and for you and the moderators who have this Thursday night session that I attend. It means a lot to me.
And we're glad to have you, too.
Thanks.
That sounds like a major healing response, a major stuff coming up on the way out, you know, the stuff that you maybe aren't going to have to deal with on that level anymore. I'm not going to say you're not going to have to deal with any of it anymore.
Yeah.
But
some of it was resolved. Some of it, and I still have to keep coding over certain issues that are on my mind. But at least I feel there's hope because I do have the codes to turn to with it. And I realize it's my internal issue, and I brushed it under the rug. A lot of stuff I was conscious of brushing under the rug for decades, and it got to the point where now with this flu and this episode, I no longer could. I did for years. I brushed a lot. I did anything but rather than confront my feelings about things. This is going back to high school even. That's how far back a lot of stuff.
My mom used to tell me something like when something was disappointing or I was sad about whatever it was or I felt like I'd been left out or I felt like something didn't go my way or whatever. She'd say things like, "Well, just put another rock in the wagon and keep pulling." And I'm going, "That's not a healthy way to look at this." You know, I mean, now I look at that. I didn't like that idea very much then, but I sure don't like it now. But it's what we've been taught to do, you know.
Yeah.
You term sweep it under the rug. Mine's put the rock in the wagon and keep pulling. You know, you just add to
we
your
carry
burden
on
and just keep
getting
strong. You know, getting stronger is the idea. You know, you get stronger by pulling a heavier load. But what is the point? You sure can't get faster. You know.
So we
have to relook at those things and reevaluate how we've been taught to do things.
Yeah, you have to look at your stuff.
Yeah.
I no longer had the choice. No longer had the choice because there it was looking right at me.
Yep. Well, and, you know, and some people would just choose other ways to get rid of it. You know, I would take a pill or go to sleep or read a book or
I didn't have that option anymore.
Take a drink or do something, you know, to get their minds off of it. But you did the
I cried and I prayed. I cried, I prayed, I coded. That's what I had. Those were the
there
resources.
There you go. That's much more healthy. Much more healthy. Much more likely to come out on the other side. Better. Instead of with more problems. So that's excellent.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear
Thank
that.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I'm glad these Bindu's session was helpful for you. I know
she's
a gifted teacher.
And
we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. How's it going? Are you using Trilogy at all?
Yeah, I use that. I tend to use that, like if I'm at work, because it goes real quick and I have a few minutes in the bathroom stall at work. I'll use Trilogy in a short code and then the governing and conception vessels. Yes, I do that at work.
Yeah.
I've even done it here before a longer code that I use, but not always, not every single time.
Yeah, okay. I noticed when I was timing the universal code earlier, it's more difficult for me to give it a full 30 seconds now on each position.
Oh, really?
Because I've been used to using the Trilogy, which goes faster, and you try to get two sets in a minute or a minute and a half or whatever.
And so
that's a lot faster than this other way. And so I was having to really pretty much watch the clock while I was doing it earlier and make sure I didn't get going too fast. So anyway, that's good. There are so many excellent tools, and Alex has so many excellent tools that we need to find the ones that work for us and use them consistently and then add some if we want to or change or whatever, but we need to
I did not participate in the memory engineering ad that he had, and then I noticed there was never a replay. Do you know, can you tell us anything about what that was or is? It was like 2 weeks ago. The memory engineering program.
Well, I have a replay of it to listen to that I have not listened to yet. So I know a little bit about it. I know it's Alex's next book that's going to come out in the fall. Is going to be called, it's going to be Memory Engineering, and I think that's going to be the actual name of it. I don't think they're going to change it from that because his publishers told him there was nothing else out there like that. So they were real excited about it. So, no, I can't tell you much about it because I haven't looked at it either.
Okay.
I really need
to. So do we have access to that replay in any way?
I don't know.
Because I never saw an email with saying, usually he'll say, send the replay the next day and you can catch it, but I don't remember seeing that. It's all right. I have the codes and I'm happy.
Well, I have. I don't know if I saw a replay of that call, but I have the system. I was given access to the system.
Yeah.
Those of us who do this call on Thursday nights are often given special access to things because we don't get paid for doing this. And so sometimes when new stuff comes out, instead of us having to go through the regular process like everybody else does, sometimes we get it just gratis. And so that kind of makes up for for the time that we spend that is unpaid time while we're doing this stuff.
You mean
so,
you do the moderating out of the goodness of your heart?
Mm-hmm. All of us do.
Great. That's amazing.
Yeah. This is freebie. So Alex shows his appreciation in other ways, but we do not get paid for doing these.
Wow. That is, that's really good.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's why there are a few of us that do them, too. You know, I mean, there are only five of us, I think, right now on the schedule that do these.
Some do the afternoon calls and some do the evening.
Yeah, the afternoon and the evening and switch off. So, you know, that's one of the reasons there are that few of us who do them.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that's an excellent experience that you had, Trisha.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry it was so uncomfortable, but I am encouraged by what you have seen come out of it. I think that's good. I think that sometimes if we don't learn the easy way, we have to learn the hard way, don't we?
That's right. That's right.
Seems like.
No, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I'm glad that was valuable to you and
thank
that you're
you.
Better. That's good.
Yeah, I am. Thank
that's
you
good.
So much.
January is often, just in my experience, I'm going to mute you now and then I'm just going to talk a little bit and then if you need something, put your hand back up, okay?
Sure.
I notice in January I get more clients than I do, you know, in most months, most single months, and I don't do marketing very much. So I get ones assigned to me or sent to me either by the Healing Codes or by some other people that are beginning to send clients my direction. But we all want, it seems like, that January, this beginning of the new year, gives us opportunity again to try to get to those things that are important and do the things that are helpful to us. And so even today I had queries from, I think, five new potential clients, and that's wonderful, you know. That's really good. And we'll see what works out of that. But anyway, I just noticed that in my client listings every year, January has more clients in it than any other month, any time, every year. And that's okay. We all start things that are good for us, or we try to start things that are good for us at the beginning of the year. And that's one of the reasons I'm really glad God gives us a new beginning every once in a while, so we can just say, all right, time to get, you know, this taken care of and proceed, do something good for myself. And we appreciate the opportunity to be involved in that. So we want to look forward, and Patricia, you're just an excellent example of being able to be done with that stuff now and look forward with joy anticipation of positive things and feel like you're lighter than you were and able to move emotionally and however in relationships or however else that you need to. Maybe even physically, I don't know. But able to look up and higher and brighter than maybe you had been before because all that stuff in your closet that was dragging you down. Okay, good deal. Well, anybody else would like to say anything? Let me check the web and see if there's anything there. No? Okay. Candy, would you like to share anything with us from this holiday season or anything from this new year? Okay, your line's open.
Hi. Okay. I just want to say that early Friday morning, I started having some kind of like intestinal issues and things like that. It was really unusual because I hardly ever, have flu-like issues. And so I just started kind of like, doing the codes, and it really helped me to feel better. And then early Friday morning, I had exercise class to go to, and I thought, no, I'm going to call the lady that I'm going to do exercise class with. And so I'm going to lay out of that. Not do that, and I just want to go to the store and get groceries, and I thought, no, I'm just going to take it easy, do the codes, drink my water, and that's what I did, and I did have a commitment to keep that evening, and then I felt better, and then somehow Sunday morning, kind of the same thing started in again, and I thought, I was kind of getting concerned, because I thought, well, I need to teach Sunday school class to them, and I thought, who am I going to get to teach for me? So I started doing the codes again and everything, that morning, and then my body was telling me, I wasn't really hungry anyway, but it was telling me, okay, no food, just drink water. So I drank water. I didn't have nothing else but just water. And so by the time it was time for me to leave for Sunday school, I was, maybe not feeling the best, but, certainly feeling better than what I was earlier, which I was really thankful for. Came out from Sunday school and church, and I was able to eat a little bit. I didn't want to have a lot, but I ate some yogurt and some berries, a little bit of syrup. That made me feel better. Then later on that night, I wouldn't want to eat anything more heavy on my stomach. I thought, well, I have some soup and crackers, and I felt. But I think, I don't know. I deal with so many people on a daily basis and holiday issues, and I'm really not for sure. I think it was probably something that the Lord was telling me that I needed to deal with, and I'm not sure what it was. I think it's probably an unforgiveness issue. I don't know. I just try to live, and I just try to live my life, and I know I don't always do the best, but try to live as I deal with people in love and, be willing to forgive at all times, no matter what comes up, whether it's an issue that I have or an issue with somebody else. I always try to be, forgiving towards the other person and try to live in truth. Not that I do the best at any of those things, but that's how I try to live. And so I, like I said, I was feeling great by Monday and was very thankful. And I'm very thankful for the codes because I do believe this, whatever tools that people use, whether it's the healing codes or any of the other tools. I'm beginning one, the trilogy. I don't have it all down yet. I have the codes down, I have the governing conception vessels down. The first part I'm trying to get memorized so I don't have to look at my paper as to, what comes next. But when I do, do that, I think I do feel an extra, I don't know how to explain it, like a little extra boost of energy, or maybe it's just kind of like my body is, whatever is moving, moving out. I don't know. But there is, I do believe there's something a little, I don't know if I'm adding the trilogy. I think there's something to maybe a little amp, a little boost to the personal system. But anyway, I can see the great value in that. So I'm trying to get the trilogy. Once I get the first part memorized, I have the middle part, the last part, memorized. And it's just amazing how. How the healing codes work and everything. And considering it years ago, Kay, when you know I started and Patricia Allen and several others, you know, how we held the couch for, you know, several minutes and then we moved on. And sometimes I still find myself doing that. But you know, it's just amazing how the you know, the codes work. And and I also too want to say appreciation to you and to the rest of your coworkers that do the Thursday night calls, because last Thursday night it was powerful. She talked about, Bindi talked about, say your memories, and she would, you know, and I think it kind of helped me have a better understanding of say your memories and how I can help other people, because I look at these cards, okay, how can I help myself as a Christian grow spiritually and help other people, whether they are into the healing coach or not. We all, as Christians, have to be, I do believe, out there helping not only Christians, but encouraging them, but helping those who don't know the Lord. So I value the Healing Coach, and I just want to say I appreciate what you, the Healing Coach family, what you all have to offer, and just to you ladies for your time that you spend on Thursday nights, because I know the time I look forward to, because I was thinking, okay, what can I learn from these codes that can help me, you know, that can help me through the week. And kind of like if Alex is called on Wednesdays, I look forward to that, because I'm thinking, okay, there's always something that he brings out or something that, that's just what he brought out yesterday. And I mean, the Wednesday call, starting out this year, is powerful. In fact, I want to go back and hear it again. But I'm, you know, just thankful for the, to me, when you have the Word of God and you, you know, believe in prayer and you have the Healing Coach Trilogy, whatever, you know, whatever works for you, it's just an awesome tool to have. And I'm very thankful.
Yes, it is. Good. Thank you. You were just talking about the sessions that Dr. Alex does on Wednesdays. And I'm just going to go right now and download. Oops, that's not the one I want.
I'm going to tell Patricia hi in the call, and if she gets a chance, if she didn't get a chance to hear the Wednesday call for the new year, it's powerful. There's a lot of things. There's a lot, you know. It's powerful.
Yeah, good. Maybe I'll get all the sign-ins done here so I can find it. Okay, so he didn't do a call on the second then. The first one he did for this year was the ninth. Okay. So, all right, I'll get that saved in a little bit and listen to it later. Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm going to go through and hit the call again and put it in my, I'm going to put that, I think the notes he gave us, you know, in my Bible, but it's really powerful, okay? You and Patricia and those on the call need to hear it. It'll help you get your new year off to a great start.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. All right. Well, I'm going to mute you now, Candy, okay?
That's fine. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anything else we want to bring up this evening? Patricia, another comment maybe? If not, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go through the trilogy. We'll go through it relatively quickly. We'll only go through each section one time. And we'll do the universal code for the healing code. But let's ask again that when I do this, I ask that the energy systems in my body will be open, and there will be no blockages and no constrictions, whether those be emotional or physical or energetic, that the energy would flow freely and be filled with God's love and light and life. So that's what I say before I begin the first part. So let's tap on the inner brow, the outer corner of the eye, and the under eye, and the upper lip,
lower lip, chin, collarbone, soft spot or sore spot, center chest, under the arm, under the nipple, thumb, index, middle, outside of the pinky, karate point, 9G, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, circle up and over to down left, circle back up and over to down right, hum. Count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, hum. Okay, that's one time through that. Now let's go one time through healing code, both hands bridge. And as I do this, I do the healing code prayer that we find and open and heal images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue. And both hands, Adam's apple, and that God's love and light and life and truth might be infused into my heart and soul and self. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left hand palm to the base of the skull, right hand palm to the forehead. Switch. Left palm to the forehead, right palm to the base of the skull. Both hands lower belly, left hand first. Now we're going to leave our hands in that configuration and move them down as far as possible and begin to move up. And we ask that this river of energy be powerful and abundant and filled with God's love and light and life, and that it would flow through open and balanced energy centers. And as you move up, if you've got one where you feel like you need to stop and give it a little more time, just do that. Kind of, I feel like every once in a while it's like I'm pushing the bubble up, and sometimes it gets stuck, and I have to wait. There's another one. Okay, over the top, down the back of the head. Start at the base again. We're just going to go faster this time, up and over. Oh, all right. Any comment about that? Any question or anything you'd like to say about that experience? Or not? That's good. Okay. Well, I encourage you to have your eyes up and out and forward and looking for the good things to come. And looking for good ways to serve others and to be involved. Thank you, Patricia, for reminding us to be aware of the people in our lives. I think Candy probably does a really good job of that. I as I've listened to her over the years, I think she's better at that. I know she's better at it than I am, and I think she's probably better at it than most people are. So we appreciate that in her. And I thank you for being here. Let me just check the web one more time. Okay. All right. I'm going to call it a night. We've we're stopping a little early, but I think that's okay. Unless if you want something different, I'm going to open the lines and you can say if you want to need anything more. Thank you all for being here. Good night.
Good night, and thank you so very much. And thanks to Candy for the heads up about the Dr. Alex's show of yesterday.
Thank you, Patricia, for sharing, and God bless you. Have a great new year, you and Kay and everybody have a great, wonderful new year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you, too.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night. Okay.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.